The opponents to war in Iraq are lining up across both oceans. Today, the Chinese government said it will join France, Russia, and Germany to block a new UN resolution that would authorize military action. And that could mean China will use its veto at the Security Council. Charles Burton is an expert on Chinese foreign policy. He's a professor at Brock University in St. Catharines, Ontario.
Dr. Burton, do you think that China will use its veto if there's a second resolution on Iraq?
Well, I think if it comes to a resolution, and seeing as Russia has said that they will use a veto, and chances are France will use a veto, I would imagine that China would, under those circumstances, also use a veto.
That's the resolution that would say, in effect, Iraq is in material breach of Resolution 1441.
Yes, anything that suggests that there should be war right away. I think the Chinese latest position is that there should be a delay of another 4 months or so. And they have said today that the Foreign Minister of China, Tang Jiaxuan, said that he endorses and supports the joint statement of France, Russia, and Germany. And I imagine that when the Chinese Foreign Minister speaks in the UN Security Council tomorrow, he will be reiterating that.
Now, why would China be aligning itself with those countries and against the U.S. here?
Well, I think it's an interesting development and one which the United States wouldn't welcome. Initially, I think China felt that if the consensus of the UN was that the U.S. would get their way with regard to Iraq and have a UN-supported invasion of Iraq, that China would abstain in the sense that China didn't want to be singled out as being explicitly anti-U.S. when everyone else was coming online. Now it's become apparent that the U.S. has not been able to gain the support of the majority of the Security Council, and Russia has also said that they oppose the action. And so I think that in this case, the sort of cost-benefit analysis for China is more towards being more principled in expressing the view that they should. Explicitly oppose the idea of a war in the near future.
Is it a principled position for them?
Well, I think that there are several aspects. For one thing, domestic opinion in China is very much opposed to the U.S. action, and there is a meeting of their National Congress going on now, and the focus of people is on the government, so it seems like a bad time for China to be engaging in international statements which are clearly not supported by most of their people. And I think that China doesn't believe in the idea of UN action to change regimes, particularly regimes that they feel are legitimately constituted in the sense that they are regimes that are members of the United Nations and recognized by the world community as being legitimate regimes, in the sense that, you know, Saddam Hussein's Iraq has embassies throughout the world and is seen as a legitimate government of Iraq. I think that the other thing is that since Mr. Blix has said that Iraq is now doing things to disarm, specifically the destruction of two of those Al-Samud missiles, or the Al-Samud 2 missiles, and also that they have been digging up sites where they buried these R-400 bombs filled with biological agents and showing that there are more bombs than the UN had previously thought buried there, that China feels that Iraq is behaving properly and that therefore the justification for war is no longer there.
Now, you said if the U.S. seemed not to be getting full Security Council support, but it could still have the majority of the Security Council on side, couldn't it?
I think it's unlikely that the U.S. is going to get that support, but we'll find out soon. I think that there are a lot of countries sort of sitting on the fence, and I think the consensus is moving against this war and that the U.S. blandishments to these various countries are not paying off. And you know, the attitude of the government of Turkey is also taken into account here. They are, after all, right next door to Iraq and don't seem to want to have active participation in this action.
What risk does China run in taking, again, though, this position against the U.S.?
Well, I think that it's a risk that all of us are taking in the sense that it could lead to the collapse of the United Nations as a viable international institution. And China has supported the UN in the sense that China prefers to have a multipolar world and not one which is dominated by the United States. And for that reason, China's been keen on supporting the European Union as a counterbalance to U.S. power. And so I think that from the Chinese point of view, the risk is in seeing the international order change dramatically and possibly in ways which would not be good for China's overall interest in the medium and long term.
So that's a big gamble for everyone then, because the strongest opponents to the U.S. resolution are other countries that want the U.N. to be viable and successful and
strong.
Well,
these are scary times, and I think that the Canadian compromise, which is really a kind of face-saving measure for the rest of us to get online with a war fairly soon, is a sign of how seriously we all take the prospect that the UN could be seriously damaged as a legitimate agency for regulating global affairs by this Iraq business.
This is the same as what Britain's talking about now in putting a new deadline on Saddam?
I guess so. I think that Britain is also concerned. Britain is a medium power as we are, and they also have Britain also has a similar problem of very little domestic support for Britain's support of the United States.
Well, does that compromise have a chance of getting wide Security Council support?
I think ultimately one of these is going to work out, because I don't think that the global community feels that Iraq is worth sacrificing the UN for if push comes to shove. I think it depends on the attitude of the United States. I think the recent change in stance of the Secretary of State Colin Powell, who has become more hawkish in recent days, is a sign that the United States is not going to be giving way on this.
Thank you very much, Dr. Burton.
Nice to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Charles Burton teaches political science at Brock University and is a former political advisor at the Canadian Embassy in Beijing. We reached him in St. Catharines, Ontario.